The Haunted Underpants by Dale Shaw, Episode 11. When last we met, Gunston was at school with his special underpants that talked. Swimming was on the agenda. Now we continue. In general, swimming was my worst fear realised. I just don't have the body for it. Bits of me that shouldn't be sticking out at all often stuck out quite dramatically. My lungs appeared to be quite allergic to any sort of moisture. And this whole disaster zone was wrapped up in a collection of complete uncoordination. And it simply wasn't the unleashing of my terrible body and then suspending it in water that was bothering me. It was the sudden addition of haunted underpants as well. Not only would I have to expose these magical items to the rest of my classmates during the formal humiliation of undressing, I would also have to reveal that I was actually wearing swimming trunks under my talking underpants. Kids who wore their trunks under their clothing were worse than dung merchants at our school, the lowest of the low. Unexpected trunk wearing could get you stuck with a name like Trunky or Sir Trunks-a-Lot, or even the horrifying Trunks-a-Million for the rest of your life. I'd seen it happen. It was horrible. I shuddered at the thought. Any of these explosive talking points could increase the attention placed upon me, which was already running pretty high. Adding to this was the fact that we now had to walk from the classroom to the swimming pool, and, due to the pressure of the situation, a thought of what was to come, my walk became even more extraordinary, incorporating spins, jerks, and twitches that a drunken goose would be fairly proud of. This stirred up even more excitement in my classmates, who now started to chant as we walked through the corridors. Gunston walking swim swim! Gunston walking swim swim! You are a nightmare, I heard the pants exhale. And obviously, Vreeland, my enemy, was watching. I still didn't know if he'd cottoned on to my pants, which I know is some kind of clever wordplay somewhere, but at this point I was too worried to enjoy it. But I could tell he sensed an opportunity. He knew that something untoward was going on in my trousers, and he hoped to get his hands on it. Again, I know there's some kind of clever use of language there, but I was still too upset to realise it. Mr. Cobra Rara Rara blew his whistle incredibly loudly. I suspected that Mr. Cobra Rara Rara only took us on these unexpected swimming lessons so he could blow his whistle very loudly, which he seemed to enjoy far too much. "Togs, togs, togs!" shouted Mr. Cobra-rara-rara, which meant we had to change. I saw the greasy fringe of Vreeland at the changing room's porthole. Things looked bad. I needed a distraction. I considered fire, as I always do. But, thankfully, in a fit of bravado, Mr. Cobra-rara-rara decided to blow his whistle again very, very, very loudly. After the blow, many screeched and held their ears, including Mr. Cobra Rara Rara himself. This was my chance. I have no knowledge at all of world records, particularly those involving trouser removal, but my effort must have come close. I whipped off those trousers and the underpants in a wild flash, and then did some business with my towel to cover up the fact that I was trunked. "Is this okay?" I whispered to the pants.
"Suppose,"
he replied in a surly fashion. I checked that they had not been seen, but many of my classmates, especially those near to Mr. Cobra Rara Rara, were still dabbing toilet paper to their bleeding ears. I hung the rest of my clothing over my pants on a peg, and then headed to the antiseptic footbath, which was, and always will be, the coldest, smelliest, most unpleasant collection of liquid ever to be held together in one place. But, for the time being, I appeared to be off the hook. Unlike my pants, they were on a hook. I took the time to enjoy this bit of wordplay. Next time, we play a game called Brickball, which is a thing.